Bonjour et merci de voler des lins rien de Phil Hendry. Nous contrôlerons d'une altitude de 30 000 pieds. D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis. Ce soir, le vol comportera Poodle. Je devrais mentionner Stupid American.
Everybody, as you can tell by the sound of my voice, I must be Joe Dickhead. And with me, of course, is the professor. We run two of the most prosperous betting lines in Las Vegas, Nevada. Thousands, millions of gamblers have come to our hotline over the past many years to try to get the picks, the big picks, on the National Football League. There was a time when we were good. There was a time not too long ago when we were damn good. But those days are long gone, as we haven't gotten one game right this year. This is Joe Dickhead with NFL Pick 99.
And this is the professor. And if you call our hotline now, 213-251-3189, you'll probably get a disconnect sound because I don't think I've updated the message over the last several weeks.
Joe Dickhead here with the professor with the big picks in the National Football League. God, would I like to get one right. Just one game I'd like to get right. I run a betting line for football fans, and I haven't gotten one right all year.
That's right, Joe Dickhead, and this is the professor. If you call our hotline now, you'll get a dial tone.
Cleveland and Cincinnati. The Cleveland Browns take on the Cincinnati Bengals. This is a war in the American Football Conference Central Division. These two teams used to go at it, and now Cleveland has the Browns again. Cincinnati coming off a big upset last week, and Cleveland still trying to find its own there in the city by Lake Erie. The bloodbath starts at Cincinnati's Riverfront Stadium. I haven't got a clue who's going to win this game.
I'm the professor. Let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, clean the rending, my mother told me to pick the very best one. You.
What are you doing pointing at me?
Oh, I'm sorry. You. I think Cincinnati's going to win the game.
All right, then. Cincinnati wins the game in the Cleveland-Cincy game this week. Don't miss it. It probably won't be on TV. I sure hope you have the NFL package on DirecTV.
New England at Indianapolis. Boy, this could have been a big showdown for the AFC East, but New England blows Chipmunks and Indianapolis. I got to tell you.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch it in a redneck by the nose. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, my mother told me to pick the very best one, and that means you. Which one am I pointing at?
Why don't you open your eyes up?
All right. Yep, we got Indianapolis winning at home there against New England. New England and Indianapolis. Peyton Manning is on a tear. Although that Indianapolis defense didn't do much against Dan Marino last week, we think the Indianapolis Colts will be the team to beat against the New England Patriots.
Philadelphia, Dallas. Dallas wins.
That way, Crozier won't get pissed at us. Let's just move past that one. St. Louis at New Orleans. We think the Rams continue their winning ways against, guess who? Another sub-500 team.
Okay, the St. Louis Rams.
Will you get the phone out of your mouth? Take it out of your mouth and just rest it near your lips. Don't swallow the phone. Give me that thing. Just hold it very gently here.
All right, St. Louis Rams are playing New Orleans Saints. The Saints, and I think it'll be St. Louis.
I can go eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Okay, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a redneck by the toe. If he hollers, let him go. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, my mother told me to pick the very best one. That means you. St. Louis, yeah.
Okay, good. The eeny, meeny, miny, moe method. St. Louis is the big winner, David. You want it? Miami at the New York Jets. Another traditional rivalry there in the AFC East. The Miami Dolphins, Dan Marino. Oh, man. Hang it up, Danny boy. Hang it up. Will Jimmy Johnson bite the bullet and go with Damon Hewitt? We'll find out. The New York Jets are having problems of their own. Bill Parcells battling rumors of retirement. We think the Dolphins go into New York and take out the Jets very, very, very handily.
And we're probably going to be wrong, so I would vote with the Jets.
No doubt about it. Whatever we pick, go against it.
Atlanta at San Francisco. This game earlier in the season probably meant a San Francisco romp, but now it's one of the stinkers on the schedule. Wow, does this thing reek to high heaven. Neither one of these teams is any good. Atlanta, maybe they're a little bit better, maybe they're not. Maybe San Francisco's a little bit better, maybe they're not. You never can tell on any given Sunday. Any team can win. I don't know. What do you think? I kind of like the way Atlanta's uniforms look. San Francisco's pretty cool. I don't know. Mariucci, I mean, I don't know. They got Bill Walsh. I don't know.
Well, who's going to win the game, for God's sake?
Oh, I don't know.
All right, let me do it. Any, meeny, money, mo, catch a red and better tell you the homies don't go. Any, meeny, money, mo, my mother told me to think of everything. Having to. San Francisco wins the big football game this weekend there against the Atlanta Falcons. The San Francisco 49ers having to live up to a big reputation. Bill Walsh, all of those guys up there, their jobs are on the line. They've got to be. Boy, does San Francisco suck this year. The Minnesota Vikings and the Kansas City Chiefs, a must-win game for both teams. This could be a war as the Minnesota Vikings lost a big, big game past weekend. Kansas City is suddenly in the thick of the playoff hunt, but I think the Kansas City Chiefs are not for real. I think the Kansas City Chiefs are bogus. I think the Kansas City Chiefs suck. That's why they'll probably win, but what do I know?
Eeny, meeny, money, moe, catch a redneck by the tour with the heart, let him go. Eeny, meeny, money, moe. Hi, my mother told me to pick the very best one, and that means you. Using the eeny, meeny, money, moe method, Minnesota beats the Vikings.
All right, you heard it. Minnesota beats the Vikings. What a brain surgeon. What a genius.
Thank you. I didn't think you liked me.
No, I love you. Minnesota beats the Vikings.
Right.
Anything else you want to say?
I don't know. What did I do?
Minnesota beats the Vikings is what you said.
Oh, Jesus. No. Minnesota beats Kansas City.
All right. Now we go to Denver at Jacksonville. The Jacksonville Jaguars. You got to be putting me on. Are they the strongest team in the AFC? You better believe it, baby. They're playing Denver. Denver coming up some very, very tough trouble this season. Coming off of their Super Bowl win. It's not the same team, obviously. So you'd think I'd have an easy time picking this game. You'd think it'd be easy as hell to pick this game. But I haven't got an idea. I haven't got a clue who's going to win this game. Go ahead, Professor.
Any, meeny, money, moe, catch a redneck by the tail. If you always... My mother told me to pick the very best one. Denver.
Denver's going to win this game. Oh, man. You got to be putting me... Do we really pick Denver?
We pick Denver. We're using the any, meeny, the meeny, money, moe, the meeny, moe method.
What do you mean, the meeny, moe method?
The eeny, meeny,
eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Eeny, miny, moe. Mighty moe.
It ain't Mighty Moe. It's Eeny, Meeny, Miny Moe.
Mighty, Meeny,
but okay. Carolina, Green Bay. The Green Bay Packers are at home in Lambeau Field. The Carolina Panthers back with George Seifert. We think the Packers will come back this weekend and win at home with Brett Favre.
New York Giants at the Buffalo Bills. I don't know. Eeny, Meeny, Miny Moe.
Give me that. We think the team that wins this ball game is the Buffalo Bills. You got to be putting me on. The New York Giants, who showed so much promise there with Jim Fassel, we think have problems there in New York. Now, the Baltimore Bullets. What the hell's the name of that team in Baltimore? I forget.
The Baltimore Colts.
The
Bullets.
Baltimore Bullets. That's it. That's it exactly. The Baltimore Bullets play the Pittsburgh
Pirates.
Pirates. And we...
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, go to when they burn the toe. If you always let them go. Eeny, meeny, moe,
whispering for?
I'm just doing eeny, meeny, meeny, moe.
You're doing meeny, moe?
Yeah. Eeny, meeny, now I lost my place. Eeny, meeny, moe, meeny, 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 meeny. It's a tie.
All right, that game's a tie. What do you mean it's a tie? Give me that.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a redneck, that's all you feel. My mother told me to catch the very best one, that means it.
You're right, it is a tie. This is Joe Dickhead with the NFL picks on the Phil Henry Show for week 14. Will we be back next week?
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a redneck, that's all you feel.
We don't know.
Phil Henry Show here at 1-800-449-8686. Have you got a satellite at your pad, or you live in an apartment, don't you, Mike?
I'm so late to coming. I'm so late to get to the party here when it comes to, because having listened to Joe Dickhead, of course, naturally the mind turns to football. And I ain't got none of that. I mean, I got Crozier sitting here. He sees all the games. My wife, I'm a lucky man. She likes football. As a matter of fact, I don't know whether I should say, I won't mention who. My wife dated a very prominent Super Bowl winning offensive guard. Maria went out with a guy when they were in college. I'm mouthing the name. I'll write it down for Crozier. I can't tell you guys. If I tell you guys, then he might hear and he might get all bugged. But she went out with a guy for like 3 years.
Wow.
Went out with a guy for like 3 years.
Wow.
Guys won Super Bowls. And not only that, she, as a little girl, was in love with Joe Namath. And would hang around her dad on Sunday afternoon while he had all of his buddies over to suck down some schlitz and watch the NFL on CBS or whatever, you know. And there are all these guys watching a football game, and there's Maria sitting there with all these men watching pro football, you know. And I have a picture of her outside of the L.A. Coliseum with this big grin on her face getting Jack Snow's autograph. Is that wild? With her dad. And her father said something to her, and I say this with great respect, Big Al, so I'm not putting you down. But her dad said to her once, "Boy, Maria, I have so much fun with you. Too bad you're not a boy." You know how it is. A father is, I mean, it was a time. It was a different time in a different place, I guess. She says, "God, this is so much fun." Because she used to go fishing with her old man. She used to go to ball games with her dad. And played basketball in high school and in college. And a little bit of a jock. And he said that to her one day. They were out fishing or something. They were in up some creek somewhere. He said, "Boy, this is a lot of fun, Maria. Too bad you're not a boy." And I said, "How did that make you feel when he said that?" She said to me, "I thought, yeah, he's right. Too bad I'm not a boy." So even she was thinking like, what was it that Lou Gossett said, an officer and a gentleman? Still thinking like a second-class citizen. What was the name of the woman in the female private in Officer and a Gentleman? Do you remember her name, Mike? Seagar, yeah. That's right, Seagar. Still trying to be the son your daddy never had? Seagar. Yeah, so there's Maria's dad saying, "Boy, we're having a lot of fun, Maria. Too bad I can't talk about boobs with you or anything. It's just, you know, it's kind of a rough thing. Still got to get over that wall, Seagar." Did you see Courage Under Fire? What'd you think of Courage Under Fire? Good flick, right? Meg Ryan pulled that off. And I remember she's crying in the movie, right? Their helicopter has crashed, and she is a sergeant. She's in charge of this squad that's landing in this chopper that's going to try to evacuate some other soldiers. And the helicopter has crashed, and she's sitting there, and there's all kinds of bullets flying. There's all kinds of fire going on around her, and she starts to cry a little bit. And one of the guys says something, "Oh, that's just great, sir. Now you're crying?" And she goes, "It's just tension, asshole." Well, that reminded me of an argument Maria and I had just the other day when I looked at her and I said, "Oh, great, now you're crying?" She goes, "Just tension, asshole." I said, "Okay." Gretchen cry when you fight with her? Does she? Does Renee break out the tears when you guys have a fight?
We don't fight.
Oh, you don't fight. Okay, great. Thanks a lot, Mike. Thank you for that. We don't fight. I'm sorry. We don't fight. Does Gretchen ever say anything to you like, "It's just tension, asshole"? Oh, okay. I think it's healthy to have an argument every now and again. And the ones that Maria and I have, boy, they're beauties. Oh, man. I mean, she packs an overhand right. Speaking of that, I had to break up a fight between the guys, you know, the little guys the other day. It was something happened. I don't know what. Alexander is 12. Chris is 10. Alex weighs about, you know, he's a hefty guy. And Chris is a little wiry dude. I don't know. Alex pissed him off or something. So Chris started going at him with both hands. I mean, he was swinging both hands, just wading into him with body shots and shoulder shots. And Alex has got his back turned toward him, right? So he's boom, 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 boom. So Alex waited for him to tire himself out. As soon as he did, he turned around and he shot an overhand right for the solar plexus. Just direct hit. And naturally, that's when the stepdad's got to come in and they, okay, what happened? Because I'm hearing... And he's bawling. And I said to Alex later, I go, that was a heck of a punch. Where'd you hit him? And he goes, right in the old solar plexus.
As a direct hit. A real...
I said, I got to admire the shot, but, you know, he's younger than you. I had to say all the right things. So anyway, I say that to say that it reminds me of a fight that Maria and I had. She landed an overhand right. Now, she bawls when she gets upset, but she's always on the verge of tears. Maria will cry about anything. She got a nice present the other day in the mail for Christmas. She started bawling. I came home and I said, hey, honey, my check bounced. She starts bawling. I came home the other day and said, here's a brand new car. It's a Cadillac, as a matter of fact. She starts bawling. She said, she's crying. She's just, you know, she wears her emotions on her sleeve like that. Anyway, Phil Henry Show here. We're going to have Daryl Weber coming up in just a few minutes. And I would like to take this time to remind you that we are signing our CD, the very first CD signing of the year for the Best of the Phil Henry Show, 99 CD, Communism is Neat, on Saturday, December the 18th. It's going to be at Rock Honda. Is the book anywhere near you, Mike? Oh. Because we have actually a couple of events that I'd like to tell you guys about. If you can be with us on December the 18th at Rock Honda in Fontana for the CD signing, that'll start at noon and it'll go till. It's one of those things, you know, starts at noon, goes till. Funny, the other one isn't here. Funny. Okay, so that will be at Rock Honda on December the 18th. Rock Honda is located in Fontana. You go north of Interstate 10. They're on the left-hand side of the street. And we will be there at noon. There's going to be live entertainment. There's going to be Arizona iced tea. All the money goes to my friend's place, the Resource Center for Homeless and Runaway Kids in Hollywood. Is this the one for Rock Honda? Yeah, and they're located at 9612 Sierra Avenue, north of the Interstate 10. If you don't know anything about my friend's place, we've been with these guys for 3 years. They basically take kids off the street, give them a place to shower, clean up. They give them AIDS testing. They give them medical counseling. They give them job counseling. They give them job placement recommendation. They psychological counseling if they need it. They're building a brand new resource center on Hollywood Boulevard near the Hollywood Freeway. So now they have two centers in Hollywood where they can really access the kids who are living literally on the street and try to turn some of these kids' lives around. So the proceeds from the sale of our CD 100% go to them. And again, we want to thank everybody at Kung Fu Records, Joe Escalante and the people at Kung Fu Records for donating the pressing. I mean, they actually pressed and produced our CD, and that generosity, I don't know how I'm ever going to begin to be able to pay that back, but we love them and we thank them for that. So that's December 18th, Rock Honda in Fontana. Our signing starts at noon.
All right, everybody, it's Daryl Weber. Phil Henry, this is still the Phil Henry Show. Don't worry about it. But Daryl Weber here, Funky Chicken Cacophony, Liquor Jamboree. We're going to close out tonight, you know, just stacking a little bit of wax here, trying to make everything feel good, you know. And that Joe Dickhead, I hate him so very deeply because I ain't won a nickel on that Joe Dickhead picks. You know that, Joe?
I'm very sorry.
All right. Anyway, I'm gonna have to start listening to you.
I'm real sorry, there, but I don't know what to say. I couldn't pick my nose right now.
Well, you got that right. I'm gonna have to stop giving you my money or something, right? I'd rather give it to my wife to go buy chicken or something. I'd rather see her get fat than me losing more money, you know.
Whatever. Does anybody really understand what you're saying, Daryl? You know?
If you go to New Orleans, I don't know. I'm talking about my life.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. You can't understand a word. When you see the mighty girl, somebody'll tell you what's carnival for. Get your ticket in your hand. You want to go to New Orleans. Get your ticket in your hand. You wanna go to New Orleans. You know when you get to New Orleans, somebody'll show you the Zulu King. You will see the Zulu King down on St. Claude and Dumas.
The Zulu King? What is
it? You know you see the Zulu King.
That's right.
Down on St. Claude and Dumas.
Lord, Lord.
And if you stay right there, I'm sure you'll see the Zulu Queen.
It was Professor Longhair. He's from New Orleans, and that's Professor Longhair, and he's from New Orleans. And it's Joe Dickhead here. This ain't Joe Dickhead. My name, Darryl, you got me all confused and everything.
I know it.
My name is Darryl Weber. My name ain't Joe Dickhead.
No, I'm Joe Dickhead.
Yeah, I understand that. And the thing that happened was you have all my money from betting all them NFL games.
I'm very sorry about that.
You're very subdued now. Usually you're screaming and everything.
I just feel very bad. As a matter of fact, I have the blues.
Oh, really? What you going to do?
Just check it out. Oh, I wish I could pick my nose, but kiss that one goodbye.
That's good. Hope that made you feel better. It didn't make me feel better. It made me feel worse. I still feel bad.
I got no more. I don't awaken. But this just won't quit on you. You heard what I said. Wait. I got no mojo awaken. But it just won't quit on you. Oh, no. Well, it'll work in the Texas city. Hey! And it's bound to work on you. Anna, I'm gonna snatch me a mojo hand. Well, I'm going back to Louisiana. I'm gonna snatch me a mojo hand. Watch and see if I don't. I'm gonna come back to Texas. Get your mind command. Of the mind command.
Joe Dickhead on harmonica.
Thank God.
That's just great.
I dropped it. Excuse me.
Joe, how come you so lousy at picking football games?
I got beat up once. Just one time is all it took.
What's that got to do with it? Hello, Joe. You all right?
And you. Well, it'll work in the New York City. Hey!
and it's bound to work on you. Oh yeah.
Funky Chicken Cacophony, Liquor Jamboree, and that is got my mojo working, and I don't know who sang it.
This is Joe Dickhead.
No, it wasn't you. All right, you got a request going on here?
How you doing, Dale? I'm calling from Monterey Park, and I want to hear something with a lot of slide guitar and something with, you know...
Something sounds like this.
Yeah, that's good.
Joe Dickhead on guitar, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Let me tell you, people, about my life today. And no one's around, you just look me up, I'll be somewhere in town. Now when you're feeling sad, singing slide will make you glad.
That's all right. That's Little Ed here on the Funky Chicken Cacophony, Liquor Jamboree. This is Darryl Weber, and this is the Phil Henry Show. And I want to take a phone call, go to another song here, take some requests, what have you. Also to let you know that we want to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas, too. And I tell my wife that I love her very much. I want to see her later on. All right. Hi, you're on the air. What you doing?
Yeah, Darryl, really enjoy your program tonight.
Thank you. What can I do for you?
I just wanted to tell you that I'm a drummer with a group called Dark Horse, and that I, you know, just wanted to demonstrate a little rhythm and blues drumming or whatever.
You got your drum kit with you?
No, not currently. I do not currently have my drum kit. It was it's in a pawn shop right now. I do not have it. It is in a pawn shop right now.
So how are you going to demonstrate your drumming?
Well, I can do that by just hitting my hands on my leg and show you what a good drummer I am. And if you got a tune, I'll show you.
All right. Why don't you go ahead and, in other words, you're going to play your lap.
Yeah, I'll play my lap in this next song.
All right, man. Let's hear what you got here on Darryl Webb and Funky Chicken Cacophony Liquor Jamboree. What's your name, man?
Yeah, my name's Jeff Dowder, and I'm gonna use my hands hitting my leg to demonstrate what a professional drummer I am.
All right, let's check it out here on the Phil Henry Show.
Whoa, check this out, man. Wait a minute, I blew it. Hold on. Okay, here's the standard roll.
The hell? Like a Western movie or something. You sound like you're riding a horse.
What are you talking about, man? I'm playing leg.
You mean you're playing leg?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the blues, man. I'm very, very much into it.
You want to shut up?
Oh, sorry. Hey, I got my sticks, man. Listen to this.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm just showing you to, you know. Yeah! Yeah!
Are you white?
Yeah, how'd you know?
A wild guess.
Go, man, go! Blow, blow!
When are you going to get your drums back?
I'm scheduled to get them out of Hawk next week.
What are you doing? In the meantime, you're playing leg and table.
Yeah, man. I ain't got no drum kit. I got a gig tomorrow.
Well, if you got a gig tomorrow, you ain't got your drums. What are you going to do?
I can play my leg and table.
You're going to go into a bar, you're going to play leg and table.
Yeah. And I play the wall bitching. You got to hear it, man. It's totally, totally bitching. Here's my big finish.
What's your name, man?
My name's Jeff Dowder.
I want to know. You got no drum kit because it's in a Hawk, right?
Yeah, it's in the pawn shop right now.
And you got a gig tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're playing Mr. Booze in Hermosa Beach.
All right. So what you going to play? What you going to use?
Well, I told you. I'm going to go into the gig. I'm going to play leg and table and and wall.
Oh, I can't miss that, man. Where's that going to be?
Mr. Booze in Hermosa Beach.
Check it out, everybody. You go see Dark Horse tomorrow night. His drum kit is in... his drum kit is in... What do you want to call that? In the
pawn shop.
It's in the pawn shop. But he's going to be playing leg and table.
And I might bang on my chest, too.
Oh, so you'll be hitting your chest.
Right.
All right, that's tomorrow night. All right, so good luck to you.
What?
This is Darryl Webber here on the Funky Chicken Cacophony Liquor Jamboree here on the Phil Henry Show.
Cacophony, Liquor Jamboree. My name is Jeff Dowder. I'm a drummer for Dark Horse. Coming up, I'm going to demonstrate some of my drumming. My drum kit is in Hawk currently at a pawn shop in Oxnard, California, but I'm very, very good, and I think you can see all I need are two waste paper baskets and a stool, and I can put together a sound that is comparable to any rock band that you want to talk about. Coming up, I'm going to play my leg, a stool, and two waste paper baskets because my drum kit's in hock. Okay? Is that all I should do?
Yeah, that's good. Now shut up.
Okay.
Put them on hold.
But anyway, I was going to say, what'd you do, man? I just want to say, I'm not playing some stool. I'm playing a stool. Okay?
Hold on, let me get this right. You say you want to play a stool, right?
Yeah, a stool, not some, just a stool.
All right. I got you.
I mean, some people say, oh, I'm playing some stool. No, I'm playing a stool. A stool.
And your leg.
And my leg, yeah. Which I guess you think that's funny, huh?
Yeah, I do. But I'm willing to reserve judgment.
I mean, what am I supposed to do, man? You know, my van needed gas. My old lady all about getting food for our kids. So I had to hawk it.
All right, here you go, man. Go to it. Here comes Jeff. He's gonna play his leg, a waste paper basket, and a stool.
I'm a very good drummer, man. You know, you can laugh if you want. But...
Well, go, man. Do it.
All right. One, two, three. What? Okay.
What are you playing now?
I'm playing the stool, man. Don't bother me. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, man, I heard the stool. Why don't you play your leg for a while, will you?
All right, man, here's my leg.
You playing your leg?
Yeah, man, I hit my leg.
And you a great drummer, huh?
One of the best. One, two, three, four. One, two, three. One, two, three. Oh, that was kind of tricky. One, two, three, four. Okay, wait. One, two. One, two. One, two, three, four. One, two.
All right, now play the waste paper basket.
Okay, man.
Why don't you do some jazz or something, man? Mix it up.
All right, here you go, man. Watch this, man. Man.
Yo, man, your basket blows. Go back to the stool.
Okay, man, I'm going back to the stool.
You listen to the drumming stylings of Jeff Dotter.
Yeah.